Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Visit us online, ParanormalInvestigatorRadio.com. If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review, team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at submit@ParanormalInvestigatorRadio.com.
And welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. I am one of your hosts. My name is Steve Roscoe. We are coming to you live from downtown Rome, New York, from DePaulo's. And I am flanked by my cohorts in crime here this evening. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Mike Perillo.
I'm Larry O'Grady.
I'm Peter Leonard.
Peter.
And welcome, Peter. Gentlemen.
So, welcome to you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, I'm almost certain that your microphone, nothing's happening with that.
Really?
I think so.
Well, they hear me.
Well, can you hear him?
I can, but I don't know if it's his mic or that mic picks up everything. So,
I think hello.
I mean, I'm hearing stuff on my.
Yeah, I heard my.
Okay.
I'm hearing stuff over here.
Don heard me anyway. So, well, welcome to the show, everybody. In Radio Land.
We're experiencing paranormal as we speak.
That's right.
There we go.
See, things happen all the time here. On the radio. How are you guys doing this evening?
I got a little diarrhea, but I'll be okay.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yay.
More than everybody out there wanted to know, I'm sure.
It's okay.
Or exactly what they wanted to know.
Let me give you some epic dramatic music.
I bet we have some pretty strange fans.
I think so.
Don't alienate the two people who listen to us.
Two? Well, we have two people? Welcome, both of you.
A group like ours doesn't
Thanks.
Draw a normal crowd.
You're welcome.
Actually, speaking of not hearing drawing normal crowds, I hear Charles Manson is getting married.
Yeah. You know what? I seen that too. To a 26-year-old.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's what, 80-something years old? How strange is that? I mean, what girl in the right? You know, I see Charles Manson looking kind of.
That's exactly. That's exactly it. What girl in her right mind? She's not in her right mind.
Exactly. Thank
she's,
you.
She's not. She's,
exactly.
She's did you see the picture? She's whacked out of her tree. She's gone.
Thank
she's
God.
She's gone. Look at her face. She looks like there's. Like, windows open, but, like, no one's
no
in the
one's
house.
There.
Thank God exactly. For girls with daddy issues.
Yeah, right?
Do we really have to point out the obvious to you guys? Think about this. She's marrying the most prolific killer of all time.
He didn't kill anybody, though.
Uh-huh. Okay, he didn't.
And why? Do you
he
think
was,
he did?
No, I don't know.
He was evil cult leader,
well, whatever
though.
He did. I don't really know his story. Other than he's weird. But
very weird.
She's going to be at every horror convention known to man now, charging $20 for a picture.
No, they all, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charles Manson's wife. Yeah.
Meet the
yeah.
Bride of Manson.
If Rich is listening, get on that.
Yeah, find her.
I think she'll be one of the most controversial
guests. It's a lifetime movie.
That's
there.
Why she'll make a pretty
yes,
penny.
It's
yes,
a lifetime movie
exactly.
In the making.
Mr. Rich Nicodem, get on that. You got
We're
it.
Calling you out.
We're calling you out. Get on it. Get it before everybody else does.
Hell, I would have married him for the same reason.
I would have put on a wig. That's it, Bell.
I wouldn't.
Just a wig.
Just a wig.
No makeup.
No makeup.
Just a wig.
I'm a pretty boy.
No, dress maybe? Something.
I shave. I clean up really well.
Something to show off them legs of yours?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These chicken legs. They can walk for miles.
Wow.
So we're coming to you from Rome, New York, which is approximately 200 miles away from Snuffalo, which is covered in what now, like 70 inches of snow?
Oh, did you see that? They're having like a mega, mega lake effect snowstorm
yeah.
In Buffalo, New York. Yes. Right yes.
Oh, my God. Did
they showed
they're
a picture.
They're except
the drift was as high as the underpass.
They're going to get 7 feet of snow tonight in one night.
Well, welcome to Central New York in the winter.
Well, the thing is, we're not getting anything here, so
yeah.
We're getting wind.
Yeah, we're getting wind.
That comes from the diarrhea.
Oh, that's what that comes from.
Ba-da-cha.
Seriously, here's a picture. Underpass.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Wow. I'm trying to peruse the Facebooks and the internets to see if there's anything paranormal going on.
Wow.
I can't really find anything.
Do you know what I love seeing speaking about paranormal? Because this, like, it's something, like, weird that we're talking about. I love seeing those little videos, those vines, where it's like ghost caught in the woods, and you click on it, and you're watching for a second, and then it's a dude that walks by in a sheet. That makes me laugh every single time.
I agree.
I absolutely love it.
But it brings up a point I want to make. Have you paranormal selfies? I don't know if you're familiar with these.
No, not at all.
No.
There's like every time I go online, it seems at least once a week you get somebody was taking a selfie of themselves and there's some sort of paranormal activity in the picture.
The only one I've ever seen are those two girls. It looks like it's outside a subway station and they're getting a picture taken with someone's taking a picture and it's a digital camera and then they developed it and it's just there's a guy in between them, smiling in the picture with him. Obviously, it could have been, but he's all transparent and everything. But it could have been, messed with. But like, I remember seeing
the one with the girl, and she's taking a picture of her and her baby, and there's like a hand coming out like from the side around her neck.
Really,
there's a lot of apps that add that stuff.
And it just seems that everybody nowadays is taking. It's like every selfie that's taken now has some sort of ghost in it. I watched because I was looking into it earlier because it was something I really wanted to bring up because I keep getting these in my, like, Facebook and stuff like that. Like, ooh, new selfie with ghost. Was a Asian girl filming herself, and she's kind of, like, spinning in circles in her bedroom. And when she gets to one spot, there's, like, clear as day, there's a girl, out of one of the Asian horror movies with the long black hair and the white dress, like, standing against the wall. And she continues to do what she's doing, and then she looks at she checks the camera and realizes that she's getting this other girl in the camera, and then she proceeds to freak out. But the girl she catches in the back, it literally looks like a real person just standing against the wall. But it just seems everywhere I even see now that this woman got a picture sent to her that is a picture of, like, her dead mother.
Huh.
And it's like a really weird, distorted picture, but it seems, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to bring up is, do you think it's just the digital age and how digital photography works, or are they really capturing more ghosts and whatnot?
I don't know. I think it's a mix maybe between technology and also people's minds are open to it now more so, where, you know, 30, 40 years ago, people would throw a picture out if it had a blur in it. You know what I mean? They wouldn't look at it.
Let's see if I could. Yeah, here's the one with the.
I agree with what you said a couple weeks ago, Larry. It's like the junk that's infesting this field now reflects upon all of us that are in teams that have been doing this for a while. And it's like when you start taking these Photoshop or these application add-ins.
In the bottom right hand corner, you see that hand? That's. Nah.
We also talk.
I don't about, like that.
We could get the most perfect picture of paranormal activity, or we could get some standard. No matter what kind of picture you're going to get, if it's good, if it's going to be too good, you did something to it. And if it's a terrible one with all kinds of snow and what have you, well, you know, you Photoshop that into because it's terrible. So you know what? People like us, we're not going to win.
We can only do what we can do.
That's right.
We can only do what we can do, and we can only provide what we can provide with our findings.
But then again, you ever stop and think the cameras and the recorders, voice recorders, and everything? They're getting more advanced, and they're actually catching more. You never know.
I don't know. I agree. That's why I wish our resident doctor was here, because he's much better at this than me with his knowledge of digital equipment. And the way, like, old school cameras worked is what you pointed the camera at. You took a picture. That's what you got.
Right.
That's what showed up on your film. Mm-hmm. As opposed to digital photography, which works. It takes the image, breaks it down into little pieces of information, then puts them back together. And it just seems when it puts things back together, it leaves a lot of room for error. that has pointed out, like a lot of people have come to us with pictures where you see this or that, or I even forget which one of us had that picture that looked like blood running down the wall or mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And fortunately with Dr. Dave's eye, he can point out all where it's a camera and stuff like that. So I don't know if digital photography is really the best for, I mean, it does take a much clearer picture, much better resolution, but at the same time, just the way it breaks it down and then reconstructs it, I think leaves some room for error.
See, just a quick search here, Mike. Here's one where it'll add ghostly appendages into a photo on the iPhone. You can add an arm.
Oh, sure. There's apps for everything like that.
Yeah.
Now,
so it's like, how many of these do you get a day? That's actually.
It actually says, "Fool your friends by adding a ghost."
Yeah.
Fool your friends. So, like, how many of these are really like people taking these pictures, or then just afterwards it being edited in, or.
Or even, you know, an Apton or what have you. Sure, absolutely.
I mean, my best friend Mario, he showed me a bunch of things that he can do with his editing equipment, because that's what he does. It's Sidebeards Productions, and that's what he does. He does commercials for.
There's a plug for Laurie's friend Mario at Sidebeards Productions.
Sidebeards.
Oh, Sidebeards.
Sidebeards Productions. But anyways, He showed me a long time ago, and I'm pretty certain this was just with Hi8 cameras. He was able to record down, upload it into his computer, and then record the same thing. And we made like 3 or 4 ghost videos of like us walking through walls and things like that. And someone just
Did you hear that? We kind of do a radio show from a very strange place. Yeah, I heard that too.
This is the first time we hit paranormal.
Is it in the recording? Yeah. Is what I'm wondering. Is there a spot?
Because there's background noise on this thing. There's people like screaming and
yeah.
There's screaming.
Unless
it might have been like an eerie laughing.
Did you hear that?
No, there was like a.
But we do our radio program from a very interesting place. It's a very old building.
Is anybody here who'd like to talk to us?
You're live on our radio show. No?
Can you make that noisy?
Wow, that's very interesting. Yeah.
Well, that was the break we needed, so if you'd like to call in, here's a way to contact us.
But was that going before that started playing?
I heard that, Larry.
I heard
that, like, whispering.
And then that started playing.
Here's the thing.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free.
What was that?
That was a knocker.
Well, you're live. There's activities happening in the studio. So we just sent Larry out to investigate what's going on. There's some knocking and footsteps.
Let's hope it's not Steve or whoever the Metallica roadie was from last time.
So I guess it's just me and you.
It doesn't feel nice out there, that's for certain.
It doesn't feel nice?
No. Like, it felt like you walked. You know how people say they get that feeling? Like they walked into a conversation or walked into a room.
And
where people are having a conversation
and everything just stops and they stare at you.
Everything stops and you're the center of attention.
As you go through, and you gain experience.
Do you bring any equipment with you?
No.
As a paranormal investigator,
you got a thermal.
We like to think of it as you gain experience from being a paranormal investigator. You can actually go into one room and then into another and actually feel the energy in the room change.
Let's point out too, the place is not haunted. There's just activity.
Activity,
yes. It's not necessarily a ghost. I'm not saying there's a ghost, haunted.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago I meant to go back and pull the file on here and listen to it when we thought we heard the kid on there before. There's something weird. Mm-hmm. But yes, when I actually fear going to the bathroom here because there's something that does not feel good in that hallway. It's just
exactly. Right outside the door. Yeah, it's a tough walk from here down
to
the hall,
yes.
Especially with the big window open. And
I don't like reflections.
I hate
and with the mirrors and that's the, yeah, there's considering it's just a big open space practically, it's
so if you're having paranormal activity and you'd like to ask the experts, ask them and then call us.
Yeah.
We'll be more than happy to talk to you. So there's we're getting into that time of the year where it's the big paranormal time of year. Everybody thinks Halloween, but I think it's actually Christmas.
I'll tell you right now. My at my work, I work at a in a retail establishment, which is fantastic for my self-esteem. but we have activity that happens there from the I want to say the end from the end of like November, maybe the beginning of December. To the
I keep hearing like thumping and
I keep hearing breathing.
I keep hearing breathing. Is he breathing?
Maybe.
No, I hear breathing.
Stop
too.
Breathing.
Yes, I do. I hear breathing too.
But yeah, and it's always the coldest months. I noticed.
I'll put the microphone.
I took notes and everything. We've seen a man in our store twice. In the back offices when we've been closed, walking around is constant and keys jingling like on a key ring. You'll hear that a few times.
That's a car.
Mm-hmm. And
know it all too well.
Talking, our phones have gone on for no reason. Like there's a PA system that's turned on and you've heard talking. I mean, you physically have to turn it on.
No.
This was.
That wasn't me this time. I ain't breathing that.
You were actually.
As you were going to speak, it happened again.
We are actually getting some activity here this evening, and it's kind of. You're in for a rare treat here tonight.
Is there anybody here who'd like to talk with us? Could you tell us your name? Could you open the door? Can you make 10 1-ounce gold coins fall from the sky? Actually 12, because there's 4 of us, but it's 3 each.
Anyways, that's
last chance. Are you here?
I know what I heard, and I heard breathing. I heard chuckling. I heard murmuring, and that was about all. I mean, I'm not the only one breathing, chuckling, and murmuring. We all heard that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you were actually referring to real paranormal activity. I was actually referring to. The Dickens novel there with the ghosts of Christmas past.
What do you mean?
Future, being the paranormal time of year.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm glad you shared. Thanks
but that's what I've noticed in my experience anyways.
You think because of holidays, a lot of happy memories?
I think it has to do with the, here we go. Here's Larry's explanation. I think it has to do with the location where we are in our solar system, because I mean it's time of year, and if it keeps happening at a consistent
the season of death,
a consistent time of year, then there's obviously some kind of there's got to be some kind of correlation. I'm noticing it at work, so
we are closer to the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think because the decreased sunlight? The thermals are creating. Were you the one we were talking about static discharge the other day?
Yeah, but that's within a 24-hour period, is what I was thinking of. I wasn't thinking about like a 364, 365.
Plus, it is darker a lot more too, and it's the fact that more paranormal activity depends on dark. Just
yeah.
So I mean, when it's dark, you know what I mean. Now it's dark by what, 5 o'clock?
No, sure it is.
But that's you know what that's honestly that's gonna last for like friggin' how long? How long is this gonna last? How long is this hell gonna last? Oh my God.
Personally, I love this time of year. I love it when it's dark. I'm a night person, so I love it when it's dark by 5 and the sun doesn't come up till like 7.
I just feel like summer was like right there, and then we missed it. I missed summer, and then I got into fall.
As a big man, I hate summer.
I know, Mike. But we got in the fall. We had an amazing fall.
We did have a great fall.
And it didn't last that long. And it's like someone shut a goddamn switch off, and there you go. Winter.
Put us in the deep freeze.
It did seem like, though, like, wasn't the weather nice up until about a week ago?
Yeah, like a week ago.
I'm pretty sure I wore flip-flops up until about a week ago.
Yeah.
Now Buffalo's paying for like 70 inches.
But you know what'll happen next
week? They're like, great, some fat kid in Central New York can wear flip-flops an extra week and now we got 7 feet of snow.
It's going to be like this for the rest of the week. And then you know what's going to happen next week? We're going to have like 3 days where it's going to be like 50, 55. And then it's going to shoot right back down again.
Well, I mean, Monday, it is almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's
the most wonderful time of the year, Larry.
Ugh. Christmas. You know,
we have religiously, we have Jesus being born.
Well,
apparently.
Well, you also have, if you look at it the other way too, it also is the solstice non-Christian.
You gentlemen do know Jesus was born on September 11th, right?
Oh, was he?
I thought he was born in the spring.
Yeah, but I
that's why they hit us on September
11th. I sure as hell don't believe he was born on December 25th of, you know, blah, 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 December 25th. I don't know when
he was. Because Mary was in Scotland on December 25th.
Wasn't the shepherds in the fields when Jesus was born in December 25th, no matter where you are, isn't it pretty darn cold?
Mike's brother, if you're out there, Father Boniface.
Father Boniface, call in on this one.
Because I'm pretty sure the Immaculate Conception of Mary is celebrated on December 6th, which means she was only pregnant for 19 days.
Oh, I mean, if she was immaculately concepted.
What was she?
Immaculately.
What was she carrying?
Immaculately inseminated.
Immaculately inseminated, then.
That was pretty much the story of Abraxas with the, what's his name there, the wrestler.
God, what are you doing here?
You and I is going to make the baby.
But think about it, 9 months from December is September.
Yeah.
And 9 upside down is a 6 plus 6.
That's why there's
my God.
That's why there's so many Irish guys born. That's why there's so many Irish people born in December. Because it's 9 months from St. Patrick's Day.
Hell yeah. I did the math. I did the math for my birth, and I'm pretty certain it was February, March, April, May, June, July,
you know, we
September,
have
October.
The most...
So yeah, around November. So
sometimes we talk about the paranormal.
Crazy group of people, don't we? Yeah, sometimes we talk about
have
the paranormal.
Have you guys seen the new Exodus movie? Is it any good? Anybody seen it? I don't want to die to watch it, but...
It looks very over the top. I'll give it that. It looks very. If someone were to tell me they were making a movie about the Exodus, it would sound very boring. But
well, the original was the Ten Commandments. So I mean, I am going to say though, I cannot wait for Friday. I love the Hunger Games franchise. That girl gets me jacked up in a way that nobody else can.
Whoa, Peter.
I've already told Candy, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle the emotions of what's coming in this movie. I better stop talking. Like,
Jennifer Lawrence is hilarious in interviews. She is whacked out of her mind. She is...
The new Hunger Games movie's coming out.
Yeah, I've actually told Candy that. I'm like, I want to have dinner with her.
I want to take her out on a nice date.
I want to buy her things.
I like to think that if I were...
Creepers go. I'm just...
I like to think that if I saw Jennifer Lawrence randomly in Rome, New York for some stupid reason, I'd be like, hey, you want to go on a radio show? And she'd be like, yeah, sure, let's go.
I'm betting if Jennifer Lawrence were to show up in Central New York, Larry, she'd be looking for you.
You think so?
She would definitely flock to Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. We are her style.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a good-looking guy.
Have you,
don't look at my Facebook.
Have you watched her on the talk shows?
Yeah, she's nuts.
There's just something not right there, which I love.
I love when she's on Conan. I love it when she's on
Conan. I'll
be
honest with you. I had no idea who she was until somebody told me she was Mystique in the new X-Men movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. She's a chick who plays Mystique in the first class movies.
She's very pretty, but I'm almost certain I saw that she had like a bunch of like her cheeks done, her like she had work done on her, and that kind of turned me off about her a little bit.
Who don't have work done on
her? Well, I was the thing that did it for me with her is that she was like, I thought she was naturally really just pretty, you know. And
welcome to the Jennifer Lawrence show.
Just
Mike, you want to watch Silver Linings Playbook because Robert De Niro plays your Uncle Vinny in that.
She's fantastic in that movie.
I love that movie.
She's fantastic. Oh, and what's his name, too?
One of the few that won an Academy Award that was worth watching. And I don't care what the Academy thinks about that.
What's his name that was in that movie? He was in...
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. He was good in that, too. Bradley Cooper's great.
He killed me in that movie. When he went on that rant about Hemingway and threw the book out the window, that was hilarious. What kind of book did I just read?
I have no idea what that movie was about.
Silver Linings
Playbook. No,
really. Is it about...
Robert
Football?
De Niro plays your uncle.
That's kind of like the back, you know, thing.
But it's like obsessive compulsive Italian. It's like he's got three remotes and each one has to be arranged in a certain way.
Yeah.
And every week his wife has to make the same cheesy treats because if she doesn't, the Eagles are going to lose.
Mm-hmm. That's my uncle. It's my uncle to a T.
What else is she in? No.
Wow. Welcome to the Jennifer Lawrence show.
She was in Dumb and Dumber too.
Jennifer Lawrence, if you're listening,
but they cut her scene because
please give us a call.
Please give us a call,
Jennifer Lawrence. If you are listening, that would be the highlight of RIP for 24.
Hey, what's the phone number, Pete?
Say that.
Yes, Pete. Give us the phone.
What's the phone number? Because I want someone to call in.
Out of four of us in the room, two of us are very worked up over Jennifer Lawrence, and two of us seem to be.
She's okay. She's not bad.
In North America, count all 3-1-8-8-8-4-2-9-5-4-7-1. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
All right, just one more Hunger Games thing. Have you guys seen the Hunger Games?
Nope. I've seen the first one. I'm about ready to watch the second one.
You've seen the first?
Yes.
The spoiler alert. Whoever directs these movies, they create feelings in me I don't like. I mean, they really, there's something how they film them that just goes to like my inner core. The train scene, right after they get picked from the reaping.
Okay.
And they're like on the train.
So many innuendos.
Yes.
The way they capture like that feeling of imminent death, like this is your train ride to your death kind of thing. I don't like how that makes me feel. I want to throw up. So I mean, and each sequel has been progressively better, even though they've only had one sequel. But I'm sure the next one's even better.
Oh, do they fight robots in this one?
No.
Like I don't know. The previews made it look like Terminator, but with bows and arrows.
But I'm going to tell you this from what I was told by a secret source. They're going to be battling from District 13.
Oh, no.
District 13 in central New York. So we survived the apocalypse.
Yay!
Dun, 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 dun.
I'd like to think Rip has something to do
with
maybe
that. Not. Yay.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation of the world.
That's true. Like, we survived the apocalypse. Is like.
I mean, if there's like 20 people here in upstate Rome and everything is waste and there's nothing to eat.
All the people are at Walmart.
There's a reason. There's a reason. You see, Katniss is in District 12, and there's 12 districts that are in Panem.
What's a Katniss?
But District 13.
What's a Katniss? He says, Mike, I love
you.
Katniss is Jennifer
Lawrence.
What's a
Katniss?
Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire.
Oh, that's her character's name.
Let me explain it to you, Grandpa. What's a text message?
What's a sexting?
Am I guessing you guys?
Am I doing a sexting?
Did you take a marijuana before you came?
Yeah, did you take a marijuana?
God,
did you at least watch Twilight, or am I the only guy in the room who watched Twilight too?
You're definitely that.
No, I'll be honest. I slept through Twilight.
I know our former radio host Mark loved Twilight and the vampire trilogy.
The more glittery the vampire, the better for him.
Which means Mark's going to be down here in about 5 minutes. But anyway, quick, District 13 sounds upstate New York, and the only reason they were never brought in the Panem is because we have the nuclear weapons, and we hold all the nuclear weapons. So Panem would never mess with District 13.
What's Panem?
It's what was left after the revolution.
Like the country?
Yeah. Split into 12 districts.
It's like New America.
District 12 was like Pennsylvania, the coal mining.
The Dutch?
Yeah. But they left New York alone. It's because...
we have nuclear weapons.
And guns.
Did we talk about how the comet, what was I going to say?
The comet went dark?
The satellite went dark. Let's talk about this. The satellite went dark.
It went to sleep.
And yeah, because where it landed, it couldn't grapple onto the comet itself where it needed to get the solar rays.
You see, they sent recordings, though, like...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. How crazy are the sounds that are coming from this Rosetta comet? There are a lot of, if you've ever seen Signs, they sound like the aliens from Signs. A lot of the,
as one of my friends,
but that's sped up 10,000 times the speed that it's actually being done
at. It sounded like two predators arguing.
Yeah, but that's actually sped up. It's a lot of clicks, a lot of whistles. But you hear clicks and whistles, and you hear, but that's sped up 10,000 times its actual, the rate of how it, so those sounds actually probably took like a long time to be produced. And like what you hear is probably 7 days worth, and it's only like 10 seconds. Mm. But it still sounds, it's still sound waves. So
there's something going on.
I guess, there were actual biological, I'll find it. They actually found molecules or I'll find it. Hang on. I don't want to say anything on this thing and have it be wrong. But anyways, I'm going to find it.
You don't want to disappoint Jennifer Lawrence. our only listener, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is our only listener.
Wow. So speaking of Hollywood, do you guys think the new Poltergeist movie is going to be cursed like the original?
Didn't know they were making a Poltergeist.
I sure hope so.
Are they really making
it? Nothing makes a good movie like a good curse.
They're redoing the original, yes.
Really?
You know Carol Ann died and all of that, yes. Right?
Sure, the little girl, yeah. Related. Well, her Carol Ann died and so did the
Craig
other
T. Nelson's career.
Well, actually, no. Craig T. Nelson went on to have a good TV
career. Yeah, he was on Coach. Yeah, yeah.
He was Coach. Coach was a damn good show. But yeah, there was a lot of curses on that.
You left the bodies. You moved the stones, but you left the bodies. Why?
Oh, that was Poltergeist. I'm like, what the hell is he?
Yeah, but you mentioned Coach, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Craig T. Nelson. It was it detected organic molecules on the comet. It actually, 60 hours that it was up and going, it actually drilled, detected molecules, and then was like, F this, and went to sleep.
It's like, I've had enough.
I've had it with this.
I'm in space on a comet.
The hell am I doing here?
It didn't end too well for Bruce Willis either. Oh, no, wait, there was an asteroid. Never mind.
That took a minute to set it. Asteroid comets, aren't they all the same thing?
Here's paranormal. A bullet casing was found in a local high school.
It's all space junk.
We leave in this sweet surrender.
What was the name of that movie? Armageddon?
Yeah, that was it.
We're Ben.
You got it, Pete.
We're Ben. We're Ben.
Good job.
We're Ben.
Armageddon. Do 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 do. Armageddon. Do 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 do.
Jumped a space buggy over the Grand Canyon or whatever he did.
They never wanted to pay taxes again either. No, really. I was at work and this lady, she's like, "Oh, I just saw this great movie. You're gonna love it." She's like, "It was called Armageddon." And I'm like, I had
old people.
No clue what she was talking about. I'm like, Armageddon. I'm like, I don't really like foreign movies. She's like, "Oh, it's not foreign."
Armageddon.
Like, well, I guess that is the literal translation of Armageddon.
It's got that Bruce Wills in it, and it's got that what's his name? Ben Flick.
You know the movie with the guy who was in the movie with the other guy and the girl who played that thing when she was with that thing on the You know that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that movie.
Liv Tyler, and she was in Lord of the Rings. That's exactly what you said. I know exactly that's what you were talking about, right?
So, okay, we have Jennifer Lawrence, but do you know about Jenna Malone?
No. Tell us about Jenna Malone.
She plays in the Hunger Games sequel there. Almost said Breaking Dawn. Oh, my God, no. What's Catching Blue Jays?
Catching Fire.
Mockingjay.
You're the fan.
I don't know. They're all Hunger Games to me. I guess she was just fined like some ridiculous amount of money because she revealed who's going to play Catwoman in the upcoming movie.
Who's going
really?
To play? Who's
Is
going to play
her?
Catwoman?
Or did she just?
Actually, I don't remember now.
I didn't hear anything about that.
She was fined like $2 million or some ridiculous amount.
Wow!
Of money.
Just for opening her mouth.
So far, with ever since the Batman series in the '60s, Catwoman has been horribly portrayed.
Yeah. Batman animated series, though, wasn't that bad.
Well,
she was the cat burglar. That's what she did.
No, but I mean, just like Halle Berry as Catwoman.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Would not be a bad choice.
And even What's-Her-Face from the last Batman movie.
Who?
Anne Margaret. I don't know what was her name.
Anne Margaret.
Yeah, her.
Oh, I didn't think she was that terrible. The cat burglar thing. But she was only into like robbing like...
I just think Catwoman has not been, I don't know.
I like Catwoman how it's like.
I like Julie Newmar and what's her face there.
I like Catwoman Lee being.
Meriwether also yes, played her.
I like Mary Catwoman Weather. Being the cat burglar, and she uses that money and donates it to animal foundations, and she knows, Selena Kyle knows Bruce Wayne because they both donate to the same things, and they go to places together. That's how they know each other.
How many of you seen the new Gotham TV show?
I haven't, and I'm waiting for it to come out on DVD.
I
saw
the first episode.
If you got Hulu Plus, you can watch the series now. Actually, Catwoman, Selina Kyle, Batman and her actually grow up.
Yeah.
You know, her.
Larry, are you a comic book fan?
Yeah.
Don't watch Gotham.
I know. That's what I hear, but I've got to watch it anyways.
Gotham's
I want to watch The Flash.
Gotham. And from a comic book fan perspective. And I know as a comic book fan, you should be like, oh, you know, let them twist things up, make it new. Gotham is terrible. The way they introduce characters and everybody in that show is pointless.
How can they have a point without Batman?
That's the point they made.
How can they have a point without Batman? Batman, these villains were not around.
Larry,
these villains were not around when Batman wasn't there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because Batman was there.
They add all these characters in.
Yes,
that
they already have the Penguin there.
As a comic person, you know they're going to eventually become Batman villains. But Batman's 8, which means these people aren't going to become these people aren't going to do anything exciting.
They're
going to
be Jerry,
for 15 years.
They're going to be Jerry.
So unless you're ready to sit through 16 years of watching Bruce Wayne go through puberty, the show's terrible.
But a lot of people have said it's incredible. I guess it's perspective.
Well, that's because if you look at America, I'm going to guess most of our TV audience has no taste. Take that, America.
I don't think it's that bad, I'll be honest with you.
Dancing with Stars.
But I can understand what you're saying because they already had the Penguin there. Penguin's already an adult. If we're waiting on Batman for 15, 16, 20, even 20 years.
Well, my grip with it. Okay. It's not a bad show. The show is well written, and actually the stuff that deals with Gordon and Bullock is actually relatively interesting.
Yes.
My gripe comes in with the fact that they've introduced all these characters that kind of like build your hope up, but those characters aren't going to do – like Edward Nygma didn't need to put him in.
No.
They put Edward Nygma in as Gotham's medical examiner.
I always thought Edward Nygma – if I can write Edward Nygma – he would just be a guy that works for – he's super duper smart, a guy that works for a newspaper company creating the puzzles. And the one puzzle that he can't figure out is who Batman is at the moment. And I always thought that they were going to throw him in after Dark Knight in the movies because that's it. They're after Batman. Who are they going to get to go after? How are they going to find out who Batman is? How are they going to get him? Get this guy who's into puzzles and figuring out these things.
So what they're trying to do with Gotham is the same thing they did with Smallville.
And it's not working at all.
You can't do it because in Smallville, he had his powers. So
right. He's
still Superman.
Right. That's what I mean. But the fact that Bruce Wayne is, it just doesn't work on, like the crime element of it works out. But the fact that they threw in Penguin's character I didn't mind. That worked out all right. But just I think they went too far. They introduced too many Edward Nygma. Even Montoya and What's-His-Face are they're pointless characters till later on in life. Alan, right? It was Montoya's partner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Montoya and Alan. So
you see the people that two people that are actually listening to the radio show thought they were going to listen to paranormal stuff. Actually, they're getting Siskel and Ebert.
I'm just very passionate about comic books.
So am I, and it pisses me. And you know whose version of the Penguin I like the most is Danny DeVito's.
Really,
I liked Danny DeVito's. I liked how he was the Penguin for a reason. They called him the Penguin for a reason. Even in the comics, early on, they called him, the kids made fun of him at school because he dressed awkward, he walked awkward, he sounded awkward, he looked like a penguin. They called him the Penguin.
You see,
what was the penguin's real name?
Oswald Cobblepot.
You know, who played the Penguin in the original Batman series?
Lee Meredith.
Yeah.
Or
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Mickey.
He was good. He was a good penguin. He was a good
and
penguin.
Because of the Daily Show, I picture that's how Dick Cheney talks.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yes.
Actually, not even because of the Daily Show, because of how Dick Cheney looks. I picture he talks like.
So, Steve, how is your virus coming? Have you wiped out all the world yet on your game?
You really got to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah,
Pete, you just really want to change subject from.
I'm just trying to break it up for our listening crowd.
Me and Larry's rant on Batman.
No, we. I've been playing a new game. It's called Plague, and I've gotten close. And it's a good game.
This show right now needs someone to call in.
Yes,
Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence.
Or anybody named Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Well, if he's calling in, we really got a good show.
Call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial 0-507-763-1594.
I'm looking at the Skype page and like an idiot, I almost said, oh, we got a call from David.
Oh, really?
Is he Skyping you?
No, it says Donald. That's the call in show. What's Stacey's clips? Let's play this.
Paranormal investigator bringing you the latest news, technology, best, and much.
So what's on tap for Pete? What do we got going on?
Bad question, Steve.
Whether you're an investigator, enthusiast, or ethereal spirit, we are bringing you the information from this realm and beyond. Paranormal investigator, right here.
Ooh.
With your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeGrasse.
I know, we gotta add you guys
in. Please change the intro.
I want to do it. Please. I want to do it. I want to do it in Batman the Animated Series Joker voice.
Coming to you from beyond the stars. Coming to
Wow.
Do we have anything on tap? Stephen asked. No. We are completely free.
Yes, we are free.
We went from so much to dead. But that's how it goes.
Well, yeah, exactly. Last year at this time, though, we weren't from busy to dead. That was pretty good. I like that. The pun was good. But last year at this time, if you guys remember, we were busy still.
Were we?
Oh, goodness. You remember last year I was a case manager, so I knew what was going on. And it wasn't
We were busy right through November last year,
I think we were busy till January mid.
Because I remember we had that investigation in Westmoreland, too, that house.
Yeah. I do recall that.
Which is fine. That frees us up to go watch Larry on Thursday nights with comedy at the Funny Bone.
No, it's not at the Funny Bone. I just got booked at the CMY Playhouse again, though, on February 28th. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Be there.
Awesome.
We're regulars now. I'll have to keep going. Can I bring my own bar this time?
It's going to be a good lineup, too. This guy, AJ Foster, who was just in the Utica Phoenix. AJ's going to be in the show. A buddy of mine, Brian Doran. And I think that's about it with the people that I actually know, but they're all good comics. I know AJ's.
What's the cover charge there?
I can't remember. I think it's like 10. I think. I'm not certain. Yeah.
Well, It's a shelf with a refrigerator.
Yeah. But it's alcohol.
It is a bar. You should come with
us. I think I will.
We'll actually hit up TGIF again. Maybe we'll get the same horrible waitress.
Nice.
Pencil me in. When is this?
And maybe she will have learned why we didn't leave her a tip.
You're definitely going to have to remind me.
February 28th.
Is that a leap year?
It'll be on my Facebook.
February is like a whole new another year for me.
Is this a leap year?
It ends on February 28th. February ends on the 28th this year. So does that mean it's a leap year?
No, leap year is it ends on the 29th.
Okay, so I don't know what a leap year is.
A leap year is when February has 29 days rather than
But does it happen
every 4 years?
Every 4 years it happens. Okay. Okay, I get it. All right, so every 4 years. So if somebody was born on February 29th,
technically they only age 1 year for every four.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
So they'll live to be what? There was this
episode of Wings. Remember the show Wings?
I loved Wings.
Do you remember the one where the guy, the old guy with the mustache, he was fat and he...
Oh, Roy.
Roy. And he was a jerk and he wanted everybody to go to his birthday party. And it was like a little kid birthday party.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He was only like 10 years old. Because
his birthday
really?
Was on a
sleepier.
I loved that show.
It was really funny. I loved the old man. If a monkey bites you, what kind of medicine you think they make you take? And Antonio's writing, and he goes, I hate him.
Antonio Scarpacci.
Yep, Antonio Scarpacci. Monk.
Made me a big fan of Steven Weber, that show.
I've never seen the show.
It's a funny show.
I think I've seen it once or twice.
It was funny. You know who's hot in that show is John Ritter. She's something else.
Was she the blonde?
No, the redhead.
The redhead.
And she was in Problem Child with him and all that.
John Ritter.
See, I thought, like, while watching Wings, I always found Crystal Bernard relatively attractive.
Really?
You know?
Well, watching Wings, yes. It's like the X-Files thing. Like, you watch the X-Files and you think David Duchovny is really cool and Gillian Anderson's really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when you wean yourself about 3 weeks off the X-Files, you're like, man, what was I thinking?
Gillian Anderson.
Wasn't Wings a spinoff of Cheers?
No. Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers.
Yeah, Frasier was.
But I don't think Wings was. You know what? I could see them having the same characters in it, though. Like, have them make an appearance. Norm walks into the airport, and they're like, Norm, where are you flying today?
Oh. I believe Cheers was supposed to be an American attempt at just the Monty Python, Fawlty Towers, or...
I love Fawlty Towers. The hotel one?
Yes. Cheers was originally supposed to be an American version of Fawlty Towers, but it didn't work well with American audiences. The only thing American audiences were able to relate with was people hanging out in a bar. So they redid the whole thing, and that's what gave us Cheers.
I don't care. John Cleese is one of the funniest comedians in British history.
Yes, sir.
There.
Yes, sir. Really, really brilliant. Really brilliant mind.
I mean, even though Monty Python, their sketches were hit or miss, but more of them were hit than miss to me. I mean, I have the entire collection.
Silly, just silly. I think that's the funniest thing, that silly British humor. I mean, the Ministry of Funny Walks, like Ministry of Silly Walks. Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's just so silly, you can't help but laugh. It's like, come on.
Did you ever see The Bishop?
No.
Where the bishop was like a superhero?
No.
And he would go around town in like the Pope Mobile. He had like three or four cardinals with him or something.
Jeez.
And then there's this guy robbing a bank or whatever, and he's like, Jake said it's the bishop! And then they play this music, and you'd see the bishop running down the street after him with the full thing on. And
I love it. I love it. Look at this. Time flies. Do you believe that? Man.
I used to watch actually a lot of BBS. I very rarely ever watch U.S. shows. To be honest with you, growing up,
the only British television I came up on was Benny Hill.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
So no Red Dwarfers around the table?
By now, yes. But as a kid, Red Dwarf is... My Benny Hill music.
like no one.
That's my ringtone, just so everyone knows. That's my ringtone.
We are quickly
Red Dwarf. Just
we are quickly going into a total state of chaos here on the show.
We used to slap that bald guy.
The little bald guy,
Benny Hill. Never seen Benny Hill.
What?
Never watched.
It's another British, just silly British humor. Like
shut your ass.
No,
except it was. Full of women in lingerie.
The only thing coming from Britain I liked was Jack the Ripper, but
was the
Beatles?
Well, that's what they say. We don't know who.
I'm pretty sure the Jack DNA.
Was. I think that was me.
Was that one you?
Yeah. Steve said Jack the Ripper, and I got a little excited.
Oh my God. So man, oh man.
We have no events or anything coming up, so we're
in
the planning stages.
We should make some.
We're back down to one episode radio with our favorite station, BBS Radio.
Woo, BBS Radio, woo.
They won the lottery. Yeah. So.
Thank God.
They won the lottery, yes.
Well, there was no lottery. It's just they're a better radio station.
Right about now, they're going, oh my God, we won.
They've won our loyalty.
You'll be getting our...
Our endorsement.
You feel loved.
You gotta love YouTube. At least they have the Bishop on here. I'll play that for you later.
But
I think we should make something for Rip to do.
I would like to do something.
Like, you know, instead of waiting for places to be like, hey, come do a presentation here, I think we should just pick some place. And do a presentation there.
There's always places that we could
would
go to.
Show up.
We
hey,
just need to.
You called the library too, Pete?
We just need to pick up the phone
Nothing?
And go.
Oh no, I didn't call.
Yeah,
them. I'm sorry.
Here. Or just
what is this that you have here?
Actually, I.
But what about the
notes for a presentation?
What about the amphitheater at Franklin Field? We'll just.
What are we gonna do there in the middle of winter?
Besides
freeze.
So anybody out there, you know we have. Facebook. We lost one of our pages, the Facebook friend page.
The great tragedy.
So we're down to just the regular Facebook page. But we're in the process of deciding to pick a location somewhere in the United States that RIP will travel to and investigate. Such places have been brought forth, such as Bobby Mackey's, Eastern State Penitentiary,
which is
Waverly
woo-hoo.
Hills.
For me.
And the
Lizzie
Winchester
Borden
house. There's that thing in Sacramento that Steve, some other house.
Oh, that's the Whaley House.
The Whaley House.
In San Diego.
Ooh, the Whaley House. The Whaley House is supposed to be good.
That is on the government's top 10 most haunted list.
I see that every year.
Where is that?
Like
San Diego, the Whaley House.
The top haunted spots in America.
It's one of the top 10. Yes, it is. Yankee Gym, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
There's got to be a good place around here.
The courthouse.
And we'd like to announce, too, that we're going to open up 5 winners via lottery that'll be able to accompany us as long as you pay your way to investigate with the most prestigious paranormal investigation group in New York State called Rome Investigators of the Paranormal.
We would like to add a footnote, though, Jennifer Lawrence, if you want to be one of those 5, we will not make you pay your own way.
Yeah, you can.
You
Who?
Can.
No, what? You know how much money this girl has? She could pay her own way.
She could pay our way.
It's like my ex-girlfriend asks, oh, you going to get me for the movie?
And
no,
Larry just ruined it.
Oh, God.
Larry
I was thinking that, Larry, but
I love how
then
you
again,
turned the down. It starts screaming.
Larry, I was thinking exactly the same. I was thinking exactly the same thing Larry was saying, but I wasn't saying it. Larry, the conscience of the group.
Why?
However,
say
we will
it.
Inform.
No, because I'd like to have Jennifer Lawrence. That way we could say Jennifer Lawrence.
We will inform Jennifer Lawrence, though, that we do all investigations in bathing suits.
Ooh, you know,
we do.
We never hooked up with them, and since we are New York State celebrities, we should try contacting the Hollywood Ghost Hunters. Which are all made up of actors and actresses.
Okay.
Because, what's her name there? Danielle Harris is part of that. Kane Hodder. There's quite a few big names that are all actually.
I thought you said
these
are celebrities. Hey-o!
Whoa. I'd like to see you say that to Kane Hodder's face.
Can you imagine investigating with Jason Voorhees, Kane Hodder?
Yeah.
Would that be cool?
I like to think Gunnar Hansen and Kane Hodder hang out. They just hang out, having a beer maybe, playing poker.
Listening to some Jazz.
Yeah.
I got the blues.
Let's see, how good is their website?
Wait, what time is that?
Rick McCollum is one of the founder. Kane Hodder's a founder.
Really?
Who's Rick McCollum?
Danielle Harris. Ari Mihaloff.
Who is that?
Steve Nappy.
Who's Danielle Harris? I can't see her.
The last Boy Scout? She played Darian?
Is that
okay? All right, yeah. Yes.
Danielle,
got, okay.
Danielle Harris, wow. The chick Patrick yeah. was.
Yes.
Right.
Let's not incriminate him in some kind of investigation.
Yeah, she was in the new Halloween too. She was the friend of.
Yeah, she was. She was.
And she got bashed. She didn't get killed though.
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see the movie.
I only watched. Intellectually stimulating properties, such as anything by Uwe Boll.
Adam Green, the director of Hatchet, is a member. Is that Richard Belzer? Oh, Richard Friedman.
Richard Belzer was a member.
Richard Belzer, wasn't he on that detective show?
He was
Homicide.
In all of them, I think. Is that
why don't we hook up with these guys? We're famous locally. They're famous internationally.
I think we'd be a good fit.
I think that would be fantastic.
It's sort of a sausage fest here. We only have Danielle Harris.
Danielle Harris.
We're all guys.
Oh, well.
Wow, that...
You take the good, you take the bad.
Look at that. They have a contact.
And then you have the facts.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Who's
you take the good...
Here?
Some guy.
I locked that door.
Leave it locked. If he's supposed to be here, he has a key.
Well, we only have 2 minutes, so 1 minute, actually.
Is he walking away?
Yeah.
I got my back to
this
the
has been the strangest night. Actually, it might be a woman. I don't know.
No, it's a guy. This has been the strangest radio show of
maybe
all
that's
time.
A tranny.
Is he wearing, like, a fake uniform?
I don't know.
What the hell is
just
going on?
Tell me if he draws a gun and I should hit the deck.
Somebody get a license plate. Did he leave a bomb on the door?
Well, I don't know now. But
it
his
is
car
his muffler.
Great.
Well,
his car
you,
is very
as,
loud.
As you hear his car pull away.
Well, we apologize to BBS for having one of the weirdest shows you probably had this week. And that was just our culmination with the loud muffler of the man who just tried to break into our studio.
Or may have left a bomb on our front porch.
So tonight you've experienced paranormal activity, a weirdo, us, Jennifer
I thought we
Lawrence,
were the weirdo.
And whatever else.
Kane Hodder.
And Jennifer Lawrence, if you ever want to investigate the paranormal.
Absolutely. Please give us a call.
So we are.
My phone number is 339-2389 and the area code of 315.
You know people are going to call you. Now.
Yes, I realize that.
So
please,
on that note,
if one of them is Jennifer Lawrence, two people are listening. Give me a break.
One of the other one of them being Jennifer Lawrence.
We're out of time, Joe.
All righty. For Paranormal Investigator Radio, my name is Steve Roscoe.
I'm Mike Perillo.
Larry Gritty.
Peter Leonard.
And stay spooky, everyone.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.